Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
This is Saturday Magazine, live from Pride March, from Fitzroy Street, St Kilda, Macca and Tass. It's our great pleasure to welcome into the SBS Outside Broadcast van. Thank you again, SBS. The Mayor of the City of Port Phillip, Bernardine Voss, good morning.
Good
morning. Actually, no, it's good afternoon.
It is afternoon.
Good afternoon, and it's hot.
It is hot, and it's not too bad in here.
Now,
it depends on when you're sitting, of course.
I've actually
missing the airflow.
Yeah, I've got it just on me, you know, and I've actually walked just down Fitzroy Street and back up again, and it's starting to get busy.
Yeah, and it's 36 degrees. City of Port Phillip, Bernardine, has been a huge supporter of Pride March and, of course, of the upcoming Pride Centre. Tell us why Pride March is so important to the City of Port Phillip.
Well, from my perspective, Pride March and the Pride Centre, the reason why we decided that we wanted to put everything in to get the Pride Centre and why we continue to support Midsummer and the Pride March is because this is in our DNA. We've got a very diverse community, and what we want to be is inclusive, you know, and support our great community that continues to give to us.
Now, there's a lot of infrastructure, I love that word, infrastructure. That goes around putting on an event like this.
Oh, yes.
Just give us a little description, how many people. Mm. I mean, we know there's, you know, there's bollards, you know, there's... And also, of course, there's a bit of increased vigilance this year, which there is everywhere now that there are public events. But what sort of infrastructure goes into putting this together, Bernadette?
Yeah, look, quite a lot. And I couldn't tell you. I think there's about 130 bollards around, but we'll also use them for many other events, not just for the Pride March. It'll be for St Kilda Festival, etc. We have lots of staff, and there's lots of... you know, management of the roads. So in particular, we just want to make sure that it's a safe pedestrian place for everyone.
Is it rubbish day tomorrow?
I don't know. Where are they all going with all those bins?
Look, all those red and yellow lid bins, where are they going? They're waving to us.
I don't know. Maybe they're storing stuff in it.
They could be. It could be full of drinks.
It could be. So, yeah, there's lots of infrastructure. And today we're doing something that we haven't done before, and that is actually physically closing Jacka Boulevard for the first time, because before we were able to manage the number of people, you know, 5,000 or so, crossing during the phasing of the lights, this year it's 8,000 plus all the, you know, maybe 50,000 people watching. So it's just too much to manage, and we really don't want people ramming, you know, through crowds.
Now, I can't stress how important I think Pride March is to City of Port Phillip, but to St Kilda and to Fitzroy Street, as will the Pride Centre be. And Fitzroy Street goes through phases, and we're seeing the start, I think, of a rejuvenation of Fitzroy Street.
Absolutely.
Very, very important. I'm interested, you know, how you've closed Jacka Boulevard. Now, of course, one of the things we've seen recently is drinking in public and, you know, some of the rules around the City of Port Phillip and how you've sharpened those up. So for today, what are the rules for today?
So we've still got in place our rules from Australia Day, which is 24-hour bans throughout the whole city. So we just want people to be reasonable drink-in licensed venues if that's what they want to do. But mostly today, I think it's about being being hydrated, because we do need to take a lot of water in, because it's going to be pretty sweaty out there.
Yeah, and stay out of the sun as much as possible.
Yeah, which is a bit hard when it's beating down pretty. But we've got some beautiful trees along Fitzroy Street here, so hopefully the sun shades a bit more.
So, Bernadine, no doubt you've seen the designs for the new Pride Centre.
Yes.
Tell us, what do you think?
Well, I was very, very privileged to have Jude Munro, the chair of the Pride Centre, come in and give me
a briefing.
A briefing, you know, before everyone
else.
I know, I was so, and you know, while I didn't tear up, I was pretty close. I know Jude was, but it's beautiful. And well, it's got to go through a planning process through the City of Port Phillip, so I have to be quite careful what I say. But aesthetically, I think it's stunning.
But true, you're allowed to declare a personal position, though.
Well, I can't. Yes.
She's not allowed.
No, that's it. So I have to have an open mind and before the decision's made.
I see.
So you've got to be careful. But, you know, looking on the face of it, it is quite stunning.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
And I'm particularly rapt that two St Kilda architects actually won it. And, like, how good is that? So
how important do you think their understanding of Fitzroy Street and what it needs and what the city needs and what the city wants? That was pretty crucial, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know, but I don't know if that, because I wasn't on the panel of judges, but what I understand is they got it. You know, they actually, you know, ticked all the boxes, more than ticked all the boxes. They've referenced many other buildings that have been here in the past, and they've got a very inclusive looking building to me, but something that looks strong and looks like it's been there forever, but also it looks brand new and modern. So it's pretty interesting.
So there's a good touch of Art Deco about it.
Well, I'd actually say more of a reference to some of the Moroccan themes and some of the architecture, especially around, you know, the Palais and the sea baths.
And the old sea baths.
That's right, and even Luna Park for that matter. But I was just going to say, the architects are Grant Amon and Briley Architects. So the two teams got together. They're based here on Fitzroy Street. Mm. And really have, I think, produced outstanding work. It's going to be an absolute landmark.
You know, Taz, I've just come from they had a skin on the building, which is the old Munro site, and they've actually just pulled it off. And it's got all the pictures of what the Pride Centre will look like. Subject to the planning process. So as people are walking past today in their march, they can actually have a bit of a glimpse of what the future might hold for that site.
And so just tell us again why the City of Port Phillip has invested such in the Pride Centre.
Yeah, City of Port Phillip put in about $13 million to this project because it does mean so much to our city. I guess, as I said before, I think it's the DNA of what our city is. This is a place that we think represents the diverse and uniqueness of the whole of Melbourne, the whole of Australia. This is the centre of what I believe is the LGBTIQ plus community. Fitzroy Street is probably the heart of that, and I'm so proud that the Pride Centre actually landed here. We put in an awful lot of effort to win that bid. We won the bid, and now I'm really excited to see that we've just stepped over the next step and we've now got a design that's
ready. Just imagine, I'm sure that when it's finished, we'll be doing a broadcast there, Tass.
From there, Macca.
What do you reckon,
2021, I would say.
You reckon?
2021.
3 years.
Yeah.
That's a long way away.
Well, I mean, it takes a year.
Come on, can we start now?
It takes a couple of years to build.
Can we have a little council meeting now?
I don't think that's the way it works.
Why not?
Why not? I don't think that's the way it works.
Perhaps it's the way some would like it to work.
Yeah. Well, I know that we're working very closely, and the plans haven't been submitted yet, so there is a process to go through.
No, I'm joshing. It's all right.
Now on a completely different subject, I noticed the citizenship ceremonies, and this year the Port Phillip citizenship ceremony happened at the Town Hall, and you had Lo Rez performing.
Yes.
Now, how fantastic
amazing.
Was that?
They are so amazing. My Island Home, and, you know, they played, they sang some beautiful songs. So, it was
so Low Res is a gay male men's choir. Mm. And gay male men's choir, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's the first time that they've performed at one of these ceremonies, I understand.
No, they've performed before a few years ago, but not that I remember. So okay. Apparently they have.
So,
but stunning.
Pre-Bernadine.
Yeah, pre-Bernadine.
PB.
Yeah.
PB.
But it was great. We had over 100 conferees that, you know, it's such a privilege to be able to make them into Australian citizens. From 26 different countries, and they were so immensely grateful to become part of Australia.
Do they still get a little tree?
They do. The little indigenous plant, something that's local to this area.
Great.
And they get a little tree and their certificate.
So what does the City of Port Phillip think about the change, the Australia Day campaign that's all about?
Change the date.
Well, we don't have an official position, but amongst our councillor group, we do have a diverse range of views. So some want to keep it, some want to get rid of it, want to definitely change the date, and some want it to be something that's inclusive for everyone. So it is quite diverse.
I imagine that with the three councillors, the three Greens councillors, they will be advocating for a change consistent with Greens party policy.
Well, there has been a notice of motion that was brought to council, but didn't go any further. It was it wasn't brought up.
Now, look, I'm sorry. There is the publisher of The Age and the Financial Review and the Sydney Morning Herald in Victoria walking past Mark Hawthorne waving
go
to
Mark.
Us. So sorry, there was a notice of motion, you're saying, Bernadine?
Yes, it didn't get up though. So we're in discussions with our local Indigenous leaders, and you know, we'll see what works for them. They, you know, have expressed to some of the councillors that they want an inclusive community and not something that's divisive. So how we go forward. So our citizenship ceremonies themselves are very inclusive. We have a welcome to country. We do a lot of Indigenous work and educate the people that are new citizens about what it was here before white people came, basically, and settled.
I've observed many of those myself. I used to enjoy attending them as a...
It's a hobby.
They often happen to cross the road from where I live, so it was a nice place. They've moved now, obviously, but it used to be a nice thing to do. And I always enjoyed seeing, you know, proud new...
Australians,
actually, walking off with their planes. It was great fun.
It's actually one of the days that my cheeks hurt,
yeah.
You know, from smiling too much.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a good day.
It doesn't happen
really
very often, but yeah, it is. It's
really
just beautiful
good.
To see.
Well, look, you know, we'll continue to watch that. We'll be very interested to see what Port Phillip does and whether it actually ends up under the wrath of future governments or not.
That's right. You might be in trouble there.
Mm. Mm. Oh, we'll see. It's at the end of the day, we're a democracy. It's a vote.
That is.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. So any parting words for you before you head off to our listeners this morning?
Oh, look, I just want everyone to enjoy their day. This is a fantastic, you know, event. You know, and last night, I have to say, I had the most amazing experience. I have to share this. I actually opened the Miss Gay and Miss Transsexual International Australia, and I also crowned the winner, and it was amazing.
Wow.
It was a beautiful event. I can't believe how amazing and beautiful and talented these people are. So that was such an honour to do that. But so that's really prepared me, I think, for today, and I'm just so happy, and I hope everyone has a bit of fun.
Thank you, Bernadine.
Well, Bernadine, thank you for your support, the council, and your support for our community. This is Macca and Tass on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, coming to you live from Pride March.
This is Joy, live from Midsummer Pride March 2018, Australia's LGBTI radio station. Turn us on. Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.